It's been a very hectic year so far for you, hasn't it? Because really broke into the senior team, claimed a place in the team, and now looking forward to starting.
I must say, you know, it's been one of my most enjoyable years to date now. I've played a lot of games so far. Like, it's been very, very enjoyable. That's what you train all year for, so the games have been brilliant.
Maybe too many games coming too quickly, no?
No, I don't think so, no. That's what you train all year for, and that's what you want to be playing. You want to be playing the games, you don't want to be out training.
Talk to me, you came in for the very first game against Kerry. Went well for you?
Yeah, I think it went okay. Just every day you're going out to look to improve. I think it's been a tough lesson, you know, coming in. I've been in here now for 2 or 3 years. Every year you're trying to learn something and improve every day you go out. So it's hopefully I'm continue to improve as it goes on.
And it is an apprenticeship. It takes a couple of years, does it?
Well, maybe it just depends on the person. And I've enjoyed being in the backseat nearly, just watching the other players and how they adapt themselves. Like Carl and Michael and Paddy McGrann, how them boys push themselves on and training every night. And they've been around for years, so hopefully just take a leaf out of their boat.
Yeah. And I suppose it takes time to settle into a team as well.
I think that's part of it now. I think there's a good few of my team up now from when I was minor and who I played with in the last few years under 21. So I think we're used to playing together now. It's just playing with Michael and Ryan McHugh and all them sort of players there now. Getting used to playing with them.
I think most people when Donegal set out at the start of the year would have been very happy where you ended up. I think Rory said that, you know, he did say he was quite happy because his goal for the league was that Donegal would come out of the league a better team. I think most people feel that.
I think we took the learnings from every game. Like, you look at the Kerry game the very first day, like, we probably were a wee bit open, we probably conceded too much, but we improved our attacking performance an awful lot, and we took the learnings from that game, and I think we've seen to improve every day we went out nearly.
Preparation, has it been stepped up since?
It definitely has, yeah. The training, back at it when the boys came back from New York there, so it's been very, very enjoyable now. A few weeks training there, back at it.
How big a disappointment was it getting over losing to Dublin in the semi-final?
We had a few days break after we lost to Dublin in the semi-final, you know, to sit around and think about it. But for myself personally, I was happy to get back training and have something to focus on rather than sitting about wondering what might have been, you know. And it was very, very good to get back training so early on instead of wondering what might have been, you know. We just didn't perform in the day.
What's the talk now with training? Because most people are of the opinion, right, Donegal are going to go out and beat Antrim quite handy, you know, because Antrim are the soft touch. What's the focus in training compared to last year, say when you were facing a bigger team?
It's the same as it is every night. It's always focusing on how we need to improve in our game plan, and obviously we'll look at the opposition too, but it's always focused on improving ourselves as well to get as best as we can be.
Anybody looking beyond Sunday week?
I don't think so, not inside our camp anyways.